I've been seeing a lot of like Instagram posts of people getting engaged or people getting married. And like for a few years ago, it was to the point where it's like I saw somebody getting engaged and I was like, oh, that's young. and we're not in that age anymore where it's like, oh.
Yeah.
But it's not even that bad, Eric. It is the point where I'll see people are equals, you know, getting pregnant, and I'll think to myself, is that on purpose? That might not be an accident anymore. I think that's on purpose.
Yeah.
We're getting into the planned baby phase of our life. Yeah. Not our two lives, but our peers.
Yeah. I mean, this is a hard subtweet to an avid listener of the show, so this will be good.
oh shit, it is. I didn't even think about that.
No. I mean, it's exciting. Congratulations to all involved.
We're celebrating.
This is a celebration. This is a celebration. No, but it. Yeah, no, you're right. It is. We're entering the new phase. We're entering the next phase. Yeah, like people are going to start getting houses.
Oh Jesus! And yeah,
maybe not yes. For us. Not our generation.
Yeah, not for our age. I don't know if we'll ever buy houses, but like the people who do buy houses is like, okay, so your parents bought you a house. But maybe we start getting to the point where it's not even like, okay, so your parent got you a house. It's, damn, did you really just invest in a house?
Right. Just being a front.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. It's awful. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah, man, we're getting old. It's almost been it's 4 years since we've graduated college.
God, I think we're coming up on that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty.
An entire length of college since we've graduated.
Exactly,
holy
man.
Shit.
Yeah, we're washed.
Holy shit. I feel like I got hit with a train. God damn.
I can see it in your face.
Yeah, that really just hit me. I remember. Oh God, because like, do you have like older cousins? You know that like. Like, I have an older cousin 4 years older than me that I've, like, watched go through life. Like, I remember when she started college, I started high school. And, like, when I graduated high school, she graduated college. And when I graduated college, she was getting married, you know? Mm-hmm. But I haven't kept up with her.
She's soared ahead.
She has dominated since college while I am more or less doing the same thing I did. Nothing has changed. I'm going back to school in Portland. Nothing has changed. I'm in the exact same place I was 4 years ago. 8 years ago. Fuck.
Eight.
4 years ago. God. She had a wedding in Hawaii.
Damn. That sounds pretty sweet, to be honest. She got you there. You have been up.
I got to go to Hawaii because of it. It was stunning.
All right, yeah. I mean, it's just gonna get worse every year, apparently.
Yeah, I'm gonna like have a breakdown when I turn to 30. It is. I dread aging so much. It's a flaw I have, and I am aware of it at the very least. But yeah, 30 is gonna be a rough year. I'm gonna need to be coached through it.
No one's seen Noah in months.
Yeah, it's gonna be bad.
They're gonna like show up with like a cane, just to get it over with, you know, just like start practicing now.
Yeah. Or it's gonna be the opposite, and I have like a not even a midlife crisis, but I'll start wearing like snapbacks again, and like,
get a bunch
I'll
of tattoos.
I'll get a bunch 30. Of tattoos. I won't have like the money to do like buy a Ferrari or something, but I'll do something like much lamer.
You get like a mid.
I'll get into skateboarding. Skateboarding, snapbacks, and tattoos.
Ooh, there you go. Yes, I like it. I can. I'm trying to picture it in my mind, and it, to be quite honest, it's difficult. But I can't wait to see it in real life.
In like eighth or ninth grade, me and like a friend, like, one summer, we spent every day practicing skateboarding, trying to learn how to skateboard. Like, literally, it was like 5 days a week the entire summer. Mm-hmm. And I never learned to ollie, and it pissed me off so much. I couldn't fucking skateboard. And he kept, like, getting better. He learned to ollie and other shit I can't remember. But he left me behind, just like my cousin did.
You can't even midlife crisis correctly.
No, I can't. I'm already dreading trying to learn how to skateboard again. It's going to go terrible.
You're going to be that 30-year-old at the skate park with a bunch of high schoolers who are better than you? Is that what we're...
Yeah.
Is that what we're describing?
They're just going to make fun of me. Oh, jeez. What a start to an episode.
Episode 106. We made it. We do,
I mean, how old I feel.
Yeah, well, episode 106 of the Noah and Eric show. Welcome back. We just did what?
Wait, is it 106? Because we missed it. Yeah.
Yes, I checked.
You counted that in.
Yeah.
Okay.
There were some technical snafus, which you wouldn't have known about until Noah just brought up. Yeah, this is episode 106.
I want to get the episode count right. That's pretty important. That's a staple on our show.
We fuck it up all the time. I'm never going to foreshadow an episode again. I swear to God there's a curse. Like, I don't even... Every time I say, like, we're going to do this specific episode, this specific time, something just... A miracle. The gods descend... Zeus himself smites it from my laptop. And we can't.
Yeah.
It always, every single time, something fucks up. Every time I try and say next episode, expect this.
I don't believe you'll stop because it's just part of it. We like to tease. That's who we are.
I'm pretty scarred, I'll be honest. There's no worse feeling than, like, just recording an episode and then going to edit it and just being like, well, fuck.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's pretty shitty. But that's okay. Have no fear. This is episode 106. Presumably you're listening. And we're not just talking to ourselves again.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood. We're gonna do short movies. The last episode you heard was long movies, so it would make sense for this to be short movies. And I think I said as much, and then the fucking episode fucked itself. So,
but you're getting short movies, and my list is close to what it was my original time. But I am forgetting one movie.
I figured it'd be easy to recreate, or at least you wouldn't have to put in like all the legwork all over again. You know. So we're gonna do it. We're gonna do the short movies. The people have been double teased now because of events, and it's time to give the people what they want. So this is short movies. The time, the limit we put is 90 minutes. We did long movies. Now it's short movies. That's really all there is here.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Pretty straightforward. 90 minute cap. Would you like to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll start us off.
Go for it.
At number six is a little ditty called Raising Arizona.
Okay.
It is one of the... It's like the second Coen's brother movie. I remember you haven't seen this, right?
Yeah, and this is going to be fun because we did take, you know, a break between recording the same episode twice. So I legitimately don't remember your list. But I vaguely remember you talking to me about this movie before. It's going to be that the whole time.
yeah, that's dead right.
So what is Raising Arizona?
You'll love this movie. Okay. Just watch this movie. Take my recommendations, Eric.
Okay. I try to, usually. Except for Breaking Bad.
I don't believe you.
Movies are better shot than TV shows, we've learned.
That's fair. Yeah, no, that's a good point. Raising Arizona is it's a great movie. It's an early Coen brother movie with Nicolas Cage, who you always hear people say, like Nicolas Cage is a great actor, and then he started making a bunch of Nicolas Cage movies, which we all agree are awesome, but maybe not great, you know?
Yeah.
And this is one of those films where you're like, whoa, he is a really good actor.
There's a new Nick Cage movie out that's supposed to be that's supposed to be fun.
Where he, like, plays himself, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't really know much about it, but it seems to be, like, it's like a horror comedy sort of thing. I don't know.
Interesting. That I'm all in. I remember, I remember hearing about that and being like really excited for it. I'm Googling it right now, but while I'm doing that, this cast is also really great. Raising Arizona. It has Holly Hunter and John Goodman, of course, and Frances McDormand.
That's a hell of a cast.
It's a hell of a cast.
I think the movie you're thinking about is The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, in which he is playing.
Yeah, that is. It's supposed to be like really meta.
I mean, it seems.
Are you thinking of something different? Cast.
I was thinking of a movie that just came out called Willy's Wonderland.
What's this?
This is a comedy horror thing that I've heard good things about.
Is it streaming on something?
I think it's currently like a pay-to-stream sort of situation, so I'm going to wait, but...
In other words, a movie theater movie, which I can now go to in
yes.
3 days.
Yeah. All right, yeah, Raising Arizona, great pick. Do you know how long it is? It is okay if you don't.
You know, I actually looked it up, and it is... above 90 minutes, it's an hour and 34.
You son of a bitch. That's okay.
I thought I remembered it being under 90.
It's 94? It's 94?
Yeah, it's 94. Okay. That's my only one.
All right. Well, we'll let this slide, but we're just going to have to, you know, we'll put an asterisk next to really your whole list at this point. We don't know what's accurate.
I don't even blame you. God damn it. I'm a fraud.
My number six is Borat. 84 minutes, Borat. The first Borat. Yeah, I mean, especially, like, of the time, it was so of a moment. And it's really kind of just a time capsule of where we were then and how far we've come or not come since then.
You're not. This is also on my list, and I remember I watched it recently for the first time, and I'm like, wow. Times were so much simpler back then.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. It is very funny. It's rude, it's funny. It's just like the whole like the how he just fucks with real people. It's funny. And it's a
genius idea.
It is. It really is. It's like incredible like the amount of like the level of like acting and stuff and like what the whole crew does.
Yeah, like it is it defined an era.
Mm-hmm.
That's and maybe a Will Ferrell movie is like the quintessential comedies of the 2000s.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, original Borat is my number six. What's your number five?
But one quick thing about the Borat in general, I've never wanted somebody to win an Oscar more than. The woman in Borat 2.
Yeah.
Mia something or other. I can't pronounce her last name.
Yeah.
I'm really rooting hard for that.
That would be pretty fun. That would be very fun. I don't think it's going to happen, but it would be very fun.
Yeah, no, it probably won't. Good things don't happen. My number five is Zombieland, which is for sure under 90 minutes. I'll look it up in a minute.
But, so you say. But
a great, great fucking movie. A great hang, too.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great time. It's one of those...
That Bill Murray, Emma Stone, Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, the Bill Murray cameo is just elite. Yeah, it's such a good, like, horror comedy. It really stands up, I think. I mean, it's been a little bit since I've seen it, but I think the last time I saw it, I feel like it stood up.
Yeah.
It's just fun. It's just you're right to say it's a good hang. It's a fun time. You don't watch that movie and have a bad time.
No, you do not. You know, it's like everybody loves zombies and like fighting zombies was great. And you know, like Emma Stone is so fucking charismatic. I love Emma Stone so much, and Woody Harrelson's great. And even just like the dude from Social Network. He kind of pisses me off, but I can't not look at him, you know? Like, he's enigmatic. That's not a word, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I gotcha. Like, did he piss you off in everything he's in, or in this movie specifically?
No, there's just something about his voice and his face.
I see what you're saying. I mean, like I said, he is... Maybe it is the Social Network thing, because he played Mark. And he played Mark well.
So that part of it. I do Mark Zuckerberg, and like, yeah. I can't separate it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a fantastic actor. Nobody's arguing that.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Zombieland.
But the runtime is 1 hour and 28 minutes.
All right.
So 88 minutes, just squeezed in there.
All right. All right. Now my number five is Fruitvale Station.
On my list.
Yeah, this is the Ryan Coogler. I think it's Ryan Coogler's first movie.
It is.
Ryan Coogler is like shockingly young. I just looked at this the other day.
Dude, yeah.
Because I was thinking, like, when's he going to make another movie? He's 34 years old. It's insane.
He's in our age bracket.
Yeah.
Kind of, almost. Maybe not. Well, maybe not exactly. But he's pretty close.
Depends. But, I see what you're saying. Yeah, Fruitvale was his first.
I think the only movies he's done, I think it's I have it off the top of my head. I think it's Fruitvale Station, Black Panther, Creed.
I think those are the only ones he's directed so far.
Yeah, which is a pretty fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like those three movies are like three of the best movies of the decade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think that's absurd to say. Like, his hit rate, like, Creed is the best, the second best sports movie of the decade, behind Moneyball, maybe.
Yeah. We were thinking, I don't know if we talked about this on this or somewhere else, but we were talking about how there hasn't been a lot of, like, great sports movies lately. And, like, yeah, Creed.
Yeah.
Creed is there. Moneyball. Like, the most recent good sports movie, is it maybe, like, I, Tonya?
Oh, that I haven't seen that, but yeah. That's supposed to be great.
It's like I, Tonya and Creed, and like, yeah, we need more. And then the Ben Affleck one.
Dude, I actually like that movie. That was a good movie. That was all right. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
But yeah, Fruitvale Station, that is a movie I don't think I'll ever watch again.
No. It's not a good hang. It's a bad time.
Very bad hang. Yeah. But it's pretty incredible. And I didn't know Michael B. Jordan had that in him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm a big Michael B. Jordan fan.
That was like his breakout role, I think.
Well, there. Friday Night Lights was his breakout role.
Okay, yeah. I guess that was his breakout
role. Actually, wasn't he also in The Wire?
Yeah, but he was young. Like, I mean, that was his like movie star. That's what I was really thinking. Like, when he became a movie star, was Fruitvale. I want to say.
I'm curious about that.
I mean, he's been in movies before that, but I just don't. I don't know. I could be wrong, but yeah, he was great. That movie's great. It's just very difficult to watch. And yeah, I'll definitely not watch it again. Definitely not a fun time. Like, zombie. No. By no means. But yeah, it's 85 minutes. So it's sad, but it's quick. It's like ripping off a sad Band-Aid.
Very slowly. Actually, not very slowly. Yeah, because it's quick. You're right. Yeah.
All right, what's your fifth?
My fourth is Borat. Oh, fourth.
Okay, yeah. We talked about it.
Which we've talked about. Great movie. Iconic.
My fourth is This is Spinal Tap. This is 82 minutes. Rock fake mockumentary, you could say, about a British rock band touring the United States. It is fucking incredible. It's so good. It's so fucking good. And it's like the peak of the mockumentary genre. Like, well, there's one other on my list that I think is the absolute peak, but it's like, I feel like they're the most comparable to each other. Where they nail the, you know, the balance between, like, you know, being just outright silly documentary stuff or just like just nailing it. So yeah, this is Spinal Tap. It's a good one. I think you would like it. I would recommend this one to you for sure.
Yeah, I need to watch it. It's I've been told I'd like it before, probably by you multiple
probably
times. I know you told me that last episode
the last episode that didn't exist.
Yeah, that doesn't
that you
exist.
Insist on referring to.
It would be weird if we didn't mention it. You know, it's a thing. But okay, we gotta give the people what they want, and they want our top six list.
That's true. That's true. All right, so we're on to number three then.
Yeah. Speaking of, I know my number three is your number one. So do we want to save it?
Yeah. Let's. You can mention it, but let's move past it. So like, say the
okay.
Say
my number
title.
Three is What We Do in the Shadows.
Okay. Noted. So here's something funny. When you said Zombieland, I thought, damn, I should have put that on my list. But my number three is Zombieland.
You say it wasn't even on your list last time, you son of a bitch.
No, it had to have been. I didn't change this. That's why I didn't remember
it. You didn't change this?
No,
I don't remember Zombieland being on your list.
To be honest, I don't either. But I didn't touch this. That's why I didn't know it was coming up next on my list. I didn't read to three yet.
How do you make your lists?
Well, it's on. I just have like a Google Doc or a Google Sheet spreadsheet thing. So I just open it.
And like, are they all right there? Or do you like click to the slide?
No, they're all right there. I mean, I should have. I just glanced over it. I must have just like my brain must have just tuned that out and pretended it didn't exist.
I'm impressed.
I have no good explanation.
Hell yeah, talk about Zombieland again. Great movie. Great movie.
Well, this is our double tap. There you go. We've done it twice now.
Well done. Good fun. Yeah. Have you seen the second one yet?
No. I've heard it's good.
It's worth watching. It won't disappoint you. You know, it's not as good as the first, though.
Do they just play the hits again? Is it that sort of sequel?
I watched it about a year ago, so it's been a while. I feel like they kind of do, but they also like kind of put on a new spin. But they definitely like are like we can't go too far off the form.
All right. Yeah, I'll watch it eventually. Okay. So you were. Did you already do? Oh, we already did our threes. So we're on number two. So you can go.
God, we're just blowing through this because we have a very similar list. Fruitvale Station is my number two.
Jesus. This is the danger of re-recording and like forgetting what we talked about last time. But that's okay. Yeah, Fruitvale Station. I mean, it's
very
good.
We're rolling with the punches.
Yeah, we're rolling with it. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at Michael B. Jordan's filmography. I pulled it up since we were talking about last time. I feel like maybe he was a movie star before this, but I don't know. That was a big role for him, I feel like.
It was definitely, like, his most serious, except for Friday Night Lights, of course.
Right, I mean, that was, you know, really the peak of his career.
Yeah, he really was, like, a TV actor, you know? The Wire, Friday Night Lights, Parenthood. And then I don't really recognize anything till Fruitvale Station.
Yeah,
I guess that was his big movie break.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, like, he was in that movie Red Tails, which was, like, I don't know if that was, like, a big... I remember that movie existing more than it being, like, a hit.
Yeah,
I mean, Fruitvale Station... Yeah, I mean, really after that... I mean, like, he got the, you know, the Fantastic Four, which was, like, a terrible movie, but, like, that's, like, I guess a big role...
That's a big get, yeah.
And then Creed was like this. Then he did Creed, and then it's like, you know.
But it's like weird because I feel like I've I remember him in Friday Night Lights, and I feel like I didn't watch Fruitvale Station until recently, and it really wasn't on my radar for a while. But I feel like I remember when Creed was like being advertised, and I was like, "Fuck yeah, Michael B. Jordan and Creed." So I feel like he's been around, but Friday Night Lights is the only thing I've seen him in before Creed.
Yeah, that's like the disconnect for me as well. So yeah, maybe it was just, I mean, he was the kid from The Wire, so maybe that carries more weight than I'm giving it credit for. It's because he was so young then. Yeah, I mean, the kid from The Wire, then the Friday Night Lights, and I guess, yeah, I don't know. So,
and
yeah.
Even since then, it's really just The Wire, Friday Night Lights, Fruitvale Station, Creed, Black Panther. That's all he's really been in. That's noteworthy. But he's a huge freaking star. Like, everybody knows who Michael B. Jordan is.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, that is. We'll see what he does next. I mean, he's obviously, I mean, he did Creed 2. I would assume there's, I didn't, did you watch Creed 2? Is there going to be a third? I did.
There is going to be a third, and Michael B. Jordan's actually directing it.
Oh. That's intriguing.
Yeah. Did you see Creed 2?
Yeah, but it's been, I saw it basically when it came out, and I haven't seen it since.
Yeah, so. I think I'm the same way. It was good.
It was good, yeah. That was everyone's response.
Yeah, it wasn't a Ryan Coogler film, but it was good.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what he does next. But yes, Fruitvale Station was, is a big movie in his canon still, nevertheless.
Yeah.
All right, sure. My second is Toy Story.
Oh, right.
Story of toys. I think it's just like the first one. This is what we're talking about. I actually don't know the times of the other ones, but I know the first one's 81 minutes. There's iconic characters, and it launched Pixar. I feel like it's a very significant film.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah, so.
It's a big one. I want to watch all the Pixar films. And I want to watch all of the Marvel films. But those are both big, big tasks to undertake. But, because I haven't seen Toy Story since I was, 12, probably.
Yeah, I don't know the last time I actually saw, the original Toy Story. I've seen, for one reason or another, I'll probably watch one of the Toy Stories, maybe once a year. But I couldn't tell you, which no, I've probably seen Toy Story 2 the most, maybe. I don't know. Whichever one was when we were.
Isn't that the worst one?
Maybe Toy Story 3. I don't know. I don't know the difference between them. Maybe it's the original Toy Story.
I don't either. If we're being honest, I've actually never seen Toy Story 3. I've seen Toy Story 1 and 2 a bunch when I was a kid.
Yeah,
Isn't there a Toy Story 4?
Yeah. I think I've seen 4. I think you're right. I think I haven't seen 3. I'm just trying to see the plot. Is this the one with where Woody gets stolen?
Dude, I could not tell you at all.
Yeah, I don't know. Was the Zoidberg or whatever the fuck? Not Zoidberg, that's a Futurama character.
Of course. Every episode, Eric.
That was our obligatory Zurg. Evil Emperor Zurg.
Oh god, I have the hiccups. Does that make good audio content?
I think so. I think that's what the people want, actually.
Okay, good. Good timing.
So, the Toy Story 2 is a great movie. Yeah, this is Toy Story 2 is the one with Zurg. Remember Zurg?
I have no idea what you're talking about. zero fucking idea. I was 11 when I saw these movies.
I don't know. Yeah, well,
I'm as we've established at the beginning of the episode, I'm old as fuck right now.
Right. Yep. You're a skateboard away. All right. Toy Story was my number two. You already gave your number. Yes, you did. It was.
I did.
Real. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions.
I mean, you could just throw them out there. Lion King.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
89 minutes.
I have a couple that just missed 90 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
That I know missed them because I looked them up, unlike Raising Arizona. Gravity at 91 minutes is a great fucking movie.
I didn't realize it was that short.
And Eighth Grade is also fantastic.
Oh!
It's like 95 minutes or something.
I love that movie. It's so good. It's very sad. That movie's
so good.
But it's very good. That movie's so good.
Yeah. I've never felt more like the show of a person I was when I was in middle school than during that movie. All my insecurities came out.
That's what that movie is. It was like, oh no. It's like, I was watching it and I was like, I know that person and that person and that person.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that movie was so fucking good.
That movie is incredible. Yeah. The girl in that movie was incredible.
She was insane. Yeah.
She's so good. That's a great movie. I wouldn't say it's a bad time. It's an uncomfortable watch.
Yeah, it's definitely not a good time.
Yeah, but I remember walking out of it like, I'll watch it again.
I'll for sure watch it again.
I'll watch it again. But yeah, it is like
I would have made like maybe number two or three on my list if that made the. The time limit.
I should watch it again. I haven't seen it in a long time. That's a great movie. That's such a good movie. Yeah, you're like, and we are like, they kept it broad enough that I think like there's a pretty wide age group that will be able to connect with it. I think like the specific girl, we're probably a little old, like a little older than like what that target was, but like we're close enough where I see it, you know, where I was like I recognized all the dynamics.
Yeah. And people, yeah. Like what was happening. We were like maybe 5 years off from really experiencing like the internet age in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be like watching it, I was like, God, thank God I went to middle school when I did.
Yeah. But they still, it was still, like, they were still able to hit, like we were saying, like, it was like, yeah, like, I recognize all this.
it was still really relatable.
Yeah.
It is as good as a movie can be.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely one of those movies that, like, it had an idea of what it wanted to accomplish, and it nailed that idea 10 out of 10. Like.
Yeah.
Whatever you could say whatever you want else about it, but it like the concept it tried to achieve, it did wholeheartedly.
It was maybe a perfect movie.
Yeah.
Like it was really exceptional.
I have to rewatch it. All right. Eighth grade, damn. Attack the Block. Another movie, which I would argue is a perfect movie for what it's trying to accomplish, albeit this is a much, much smaller vision. Much smaller. They've lowered their own bar for what they're trying to accomplish. And it's Attack the Block. I think it's one of the first movies that John Boyega was prominently in. It's an English film. It's based in London, and it's about John Boyega fighting aliens who come to London. And it's a great time. Like it's he's lives in like, you know, like a downtrodden part of the city. They all have really thick accents, which don't annoy me. I mean, like maybe you would choose to put on like people would put on choose to put on subtitles because it is that kind of accent action. But like honestly, the words don't matter. What matters is John Boyega fighting alien and his school friends fighting aliens, and they say bruv a lot. They're trying to protect their block, you know, they're trying to protect the block. They like, you know, they're kind of like young ruffians, and they see the error of their ways through the fighting of aliens and helping others. It's a great time. Fun family fun for all.
You laugh, you learn a few lessons, you kill some aliens. What more could you want?
The aliens look sweet. It's a classic extremely low budget just riot. It's just a hoot. Hoot and a half, bruv.
You have given two very passionate speeches about this movie in less than a month, and that is a mean sell.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's actually its very, very first movie of any kind for John Boyega.
That's the Star Wars dude, right?
Yes. Yep. It's the sentence, a teenage street gang who have to defend themselves from predatory alien invaders in South London. Yeah.
I want this movie. You've sold this movie really well, and I want to watch it. But I'm getting to the point where, like, I'm kind of turned off by British movies and TV shows. I don't want to deal with the accents. I'll watch subtitles all day long.
Uh-huh.
But there's something about British stuff that I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that. The movie you're describing, though, I do want to do it. That sounds great, but...
Yeah, that's what I would say with this is, like... This movie in particular, like the nature of it and how it's done, it's almost better if you just don't do the subtitles and just watch them yell at each other and just fight aliens. Like, you won't miss a single thing. I feel like you won't miss a single thing.
And that's just an incredible, like, selling point.
We gotta protect the block. Do you have any other honorable mentions?
I do not. No.
Okay. Number one. Do you have a preference? I guess I can go first since we already mentioned mine. And yours is still in suspense. What We Do in the Shadows. It's maybe my favorite movie ever. It's so fucking funny.
It is so fucking funny. And it gets better every time I watch it.
Mm-hmm. I rewatched it after we recorded the last time we recorded this, and it still slaps, man.
Did you watch High?
Did I? I'm sure I did, because you told me to. It still slaps. It's so fucking good.
Slaps so hard. It's one of the best opening scenes of any movie ever, and I will put that in writing. I will die by that. With the house meet the loft meeting, you know?
Uh-huh.
Waking up the old zombie. Not zombie. Vampire.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Like, that first... It's, like, 10 minutes until, like, the title screen. And it's fucking gold. Like, it's so... Yeah. And every time I watch it, I find a new line that's, like, absolutely hysterical.
Yes,
but like, yeah, specifically in that first 10 minutes, like, yeah, like the vampire just like slowly creaks out of his fucking coffin, and just like the look on his face as he's like floating up, and like, yeah, and they have like the very dramatic, like, the documentary crew is given crucifixes and promised protection, and like all that shit, and then it just devolves into them fucking bitching at each other about chores around their flat. They have like a house meeting.
It's incredible because it's so fucking relatable.
They have a chore wheel that they're supposed to spin when they finish their chores.
It is pure comedic gold. It is really just like,
it's
you're right though. Every time you watch it, you notice something new. Like a great album, when you notice like a new drum beat or like a new bell sound, or like,
yeah,
you can just continually revisit it.
This time, the specific thing I picked up the last time I watched it was when they're at the Unholy Masquerade ball at the end, and like everyone figures out Stu's a human, so they all want to eat him. And there's like that scene in the panic where they're like trying to protect Stu, and like all the other vampires are like really confused and like want to eat Stu, and Vladislav just starts like trying to calm everyone down, and someone points out like, what are these cameras doing here? And he was like, and he's just like, no eating the camera guys, maybe one camera guy, and he points straight at the camera.
It's so good, and there's something about their accents that just cracks me up.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, their accents are perfect. Also, like, all their backstories are hysterical. It's so, even just like the picture montage during like the title song, like after that opening scene with all the pictures of them throughout the decade with Peter.
It like every detail in that movie is just like perfect, and like something that Takeda, I'm not gonna be able, like you just like he thought about every little thing in that, like every shot, every line was just like a banger, you know?
Yeah, it was, like, it just kills me. Yeah, there's so many things that kill me. Stu is like one of the funniest characters thought of, I think, ever. Like, they're fucking normal computer friend. He works with computers and shit. That's like his only line in the movie. He just keeps saying that over and over again, and it gets funnier every time.
Oh, Jesus. Everything about that is just, yeah, that movie is perfect.
Yeah.
Have you seen the TV show?
Yeah, I have. It's good. It definitely, like, the first, if you, like, love the movie and like but are familiar with the movie, the first season is maybe a little underwhelming because they kind of go to that well a little bit, just like with these new characters, to like as a way to kind of introduce them. I guess it makes sense. And then like season two, they kind of like spread their wings into what the show becomes. But yeah, it's good.
I've seen the first like 3 or 4 episodes a few times. I think it's all comedies, I feel like this way, I just want to watch it with somebody else. Comedies are more fun with other people.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
True. But yeah, I love the what's his name? The like energy vampire.
Yeah, Colin.
That is such a genius idea.
Yeah, that was
whoever thought of that was just, that's just incredible.
Yeah, the psychic vampire, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Colin, that's
and like, what a good casting job! I've seen him in other stuff, and it's like that is the perfect person you can find for this role. Right.
He must have been in another, like, I feel like he was in another big sitcom, but I don't remember. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It's one of those. Yeah, it's one of those dudes where you're just like, oh yeah, that guy, I recognize him, and he like is more or less the same character every time.
Yeah, I'm trying to find who he's played by.
Yeah, when he gets introduced, it's, it's just a thing. And then I remember the episode where like he like finds a woman vampire that does the same thing. Oh man, just hysterical.
Yeah, he's in Better Call Saul.
Oh, holy shit, is he really?
He was in The Office. That's probably what I recognize him from. But what was he in The Office? He was a guy named...
He was in Better Call Saul?
Yeah. He was in The Office for 19 episodes, so that's probably where I recognize him. God, he's been in a ton of... He was on an episode of New Girl. He's on an episode of...
I fucking love New Girl.
That's a great show.
Oh shit, he is in Better Call Saul. A show you should watch.
Well, I need to watch the
other one. But you can't watch till you watch Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I know, I need to watch. Yeah, I need to watch the Breaking Bad. Maybe I'll watch it someday. Yeah, What We Do in the Shadows. It's just a great movie.
It is a great movie. All right. My number one is not What We Do in the Shadows.
Okay.
It is a movie called Frances Ha, a Noah Baumbach film.
Wow, yes. Last time I was shook
on you.
And dramatically Googling what the fuck you were talking about. But not this time. Not this time. I know the... Oh, God, I forgot her name. I know she's in it. You know who I'm talking about. Lady Bird.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Greta Gerwig.
Yes. Yes, she's in it.
Yeah, this film... We were speaking about getting older in our mid, coming up on late 20s.
Well, late for some of us here.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. this movie really speaks to that. It's about a woman who is figuring out her life, and like everybody around her is kind of already figuring it out. She's kind of just she's directionless, and it's just super fucking relatable. And Greta Gerwig is so goddamn charming, you know? She's so I love her. Great film, and it's black and white, so you can feel artsy and cool.
Oh yes, I need that every once in a while, you know?
Yeah, and it's got a great cast. Greta Gerwig, of course. It's got Adam Driver. Did you see Marvelous Miss Maisel?
Yeah.
It's got Mr. Maisel. It's got that dude.
Oh. Okay.
Her husband.
Yeah.
And you know, what's his name from Succession? Tom. No, not Tom. The
Kendall?
Oldest brother.
Kendall?
No, the oldest brother that nobody
knows. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It has his wife.
Connor,
or girlfriend, the one that's like 20 years old.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I know.
It's got her. Where everybody calls her prostitute.
God, we need that show back.
That show's so good, I love that show. This show's the funniest fucking thing. But yeah, Frances Ha. Love that movie.
I'll have to check it out. What, do you know if it's streaming somewhere?
No. I do not. I saw it on Netflix, but it was a while ago, so I don't know if it's on Netflix still.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. It sounds like a good rec. Yeah, Greta Gerwig. Pretty good at movie stuff, you know? She involved.
She can
kind of
do it all.
And it's usually good. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Yeah. Lady Bird, Little Woman. What else is she doing?
I don't. She must be. Is she directing something else soon?
Yeah, she's. Oh, not even soon. She's doing White Noise, and it's coming out in 2022.
Do we know what that is?
I've never heard of it, but she's not directing it. She's starring in it. Noah Baumbach is directing it with Adam Driver. Those three.
Oh, the Holy Trinity.
That's her actress credits. Let me see if she's directing something. She's directing that movie Barbie. Fuck yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I'm so pumped for that movie.
That movie is supposed to be really good. Or it seems like it's going to be very good. Right?
I mean, you got... Noah Baumbach wrote it. Greta Gerwig is directing it. Margot Robbie is starring it.
It's a spoof
and like commentary on Barbie.
Yeah,
like that's gonna be a great movie. I'm so pumped for that movie.
Yeah, I'm excited. There's like that and another movie.
She also co-wrote it, by the way.
Well, of course.
Of course.
I mean, anything Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie, sign me up.
Oh my, every time. Yeah, I'm a big fan. Makes me want to watch more of her acting, because she's so good. And she's just so relatable. She's just going through life, you know? trying to figure it out. She realizes she's not great at, I think it's dancing, you know, and that's fine. And that's fine.
Yeah, Francis Ha. What a list. All right, let's do our final list. Let's do our rundowns. What do you got? Your best short movies.
The best short movies for me are Raising Arizona. Not under 90 minutes, but that's fine. Zombieland, Borat, What We Do in the Shadows, Fruitvale Station, and Francis Ha. Because I am cultured.
All right, and mine is Borat, Fruitvale Station, This is Spinal Tap, Zombieland, Toy Story, and What We Do in the Shadows. Those are, you know, one good list, one with a big asterisk on it. That's okay.
Fair. I am ashamed of myself.
We did it. We recorded this, and theoretically speaking, it will be seen. It will be heard, not seen.
It will not be seen. And if guess what? If it doesn't work, you might never get our movies.
Yeah, this is the last shot.
I refuse to do this a third time.
This is the last attempt, so you better hope.
Good luck for you, is what we're trying to say.
Yeah. All right. I guess we can move to fuck this thing. Do you have one at the ready? I theoretically can find my list.
Yeah, well, I do. If I bring up my list in time, but my phone froze.
I got mine up. If you
go for it,
if you need a second. All right. Mine is the Spotify app interface.
Sucks.
It's not good.
Fuck that.
The app, it doesn't. It's confusing. It doesn't really work. Like, it kind of works, but not really. Not enough. Not as much as it should. You know.
Oh.
I mean, I say I have an Android, so maybe the iOS version is better. But the Android one is just—it's not very functional. It's weird the way they've chosen to do things, and it's not. It's just a bad experience as a user. And the thing with Spotify is, like, that's what you're paying for. Like, if you don't pay for, like, premium, like, on the desktop version, you can listen. It'll just have ads, right? But, like, you can listen to whatever. And just with the app, you can only do, like, shuffle, basically. You can, like, shuffle playlists you make, but you can't just, like, play any song, right? Mm-hmm. So you're really paying for the app, and the app sucks. So what are we doing here, you know?
What are we doing here? I don't have Spotify. I do Apple Music. And whenever I use somebody else's Spotify, I always accidentally skip songs. Because it just doesn't make sense to me. But I get so much judgment from Spotify users that I use Apple Music. They, like, when they find out, they're like, oh, you do Apple. Like, Spotify users are on such a fucking high horse.
I mean, to be fair, like, you're the only one.
God, yes! You are proving my point. Thank you. Fuck you. My fuck this thing's not that. That's actually a good one. Fuck Spotify users, though. But, yeah, I can't. I think they're. It just doesn't make sense. Apple Music, their app kind of just makes sense.
It's the app. I don't really understand why they've made the decisions they made. I feel like it makes it harder to use, which seems like an odd choice to me, but that's just me.
It feels counterintuitive.
Yeah. All right. You can go.
This happened in the news pretty recently, but Yahoo Answers is being taken down. Which, have you heard about this?
I saw something about it.
Oh, it is a shame. It is a travesty. It is a loss of generational knowledge.
I couldn't agree more. This was what we were supposed to pass down to our grandkids.
I grew up on Yahoo Answers.
Me too. This was,
in many ways, my introduction into the internet as we know it. It is historical.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That is absolutely true. Like that it was like the first, I mean, it wasn't like, it was the first, our first introduction to like how the internet can be shitty in a fun way.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Yeah.
But goddamn, did we get our education, you know?
Yeah, we did. And we fucked with other people's education. I remember in middle school TA, like homeroom, I was lucky enough to have the library be my homeroom.
Oh.
And we'd go on the computers, and me and my friends, we would look at the math problems, and we just all answered the same number, trying to fuck with people. Because if like four or five people answer 17.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, we did that. We didn't do math problems, though. That's pretty intense.
It was pretty shitty, but it was hysterical. And we sharpened our teeth on Yahoo Answers, and we learned what it is to be on the internet.
Oh, absolutely agree. That was of our generation. You just go on, and like there'd just be like the funny Yahoo Answers. I mean, I'm sure I could pull up funny Yahoo Answers right now, but
on Twitter they've been posting them nonstop, and it's made me sentimental. And sad, and fuck, it's made me feel old. God damn it, what a theme of an episode.
Yeah.
There's just some classic humor. Like, in many ways, we have evolved from that humor, but in many ways, like, it's like, hey, maybe things were better back then, you know? Like one of the questions was, why are the holes in cats' fur always in the right places for their eyes? You're not gonna get better than that.
We peaked as a society. That's what I'm gonna show the aliens.
We've just had crude copies and knockoffs, and we've just tried to keep achieving that same high, and we never will.
This is a good one. Where can I buy a frog? Parentheses, not for sexual reasons. If Batman's parents are dead, how was he born? We can't just shut the. You don't just shut this down.
Is it costing money to keep it up? It can't. It can't be costing that much money.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be costing any money. People are only going on it for the classics. What did my dad just say to me? I was listening to my iPod, so I couldn't hear him.
It's like kind of the OG shitposting.
It is. And it's also the OG, like, earnest questions. That one wasn't, but, like, earnest questions that people just ruthlessly tear apart without them knowing.
Yeah, that's like, some of them are just shitposts. Some of them are, like, legitimate questions that people just destroy. Like this one where someone asked, do you think humans will ever be able to walk on the sun? And the top answer was, well, if they do, it would have to be at night. Like that.
That's so good. I was talking about shitposts. I just saw it.
Man.
Which is worse, ignorance or apathy? Best answer, I don't know and I don't care.
Damn, that is the end of an era, you know?
It really is.
Yeah, telling our grandkids, you know, like, there's this thing called Yahoo Answers.
Is Janet Jackson Asian? 13 years ago, because in her song she says Asian persuasion. And if she's not Asian, what the hell?
Oh, God. Yeah, it's just, man, it's sad. It's very sad.
It is. It is. It, again, it makes me just feel old.
Yeah, that's really the moral of the episode, you know? Watch as many short movies as you can before you get too old.
Because you don't have that much time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, wait, did you do your fuck this thing, actually? Or was, oh, it's just...
What have we been talking about for the past 5 minutes, Eric?
No, I'm sorry. No, that was called a stall. Of course.
You usually don't stall by directing attention to the thing you're trying to remember.
That's what was so sneaky about it. All right. Well, with that, fuck. Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening to the episode. no, with that, fuck Spotify's app specifically.
And Spotify users.
Not Spotify users. And then fuck Yahoo for shutting down the answers.
Yeah, for real.